My father was drafted into Vietnam at the height of the conflict. He became a single parent of two young children. We moved a lot. We slept in rest areas. We slept in our car. I didn't realize that we were actually homeless. It makes your world really small. If we happened to stay in a motel that happened to have a TV, it was really special. We loved Nova, especially when it would be about space. We would talk for hours about the universe. Watching Nova, I felt big, like my mind was big, my ideas were big. The trajectory of my life changed. I could see a world outside of our poverty, and I felt like things were gonna get better. PBS opened up a world I didn't know existed.
A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beauty day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, I'm glad we're together today. You know, the McFeelys are due back from their trip today. I thought I just might make a welcome home sign for them. Yeah, I have this big piece of paper and this stick. See, I thought maybe I could put the paper on the stick and make a kind of a flag, a welcome home flag for them. Let's take it to the kitchen. These are some thumbtacks you can use for that. I have a marker here. Yeah. Now, maybe I just put a border around here. You know what a border means? Well, that's what this is. It's kind of like a frame. There. Now I'll write, welcome home. That says welcome. Now I'll put home. That says, welcome home. All right. We welcome you, we welcome you today. And hope that you will stay. We know they'll stay. We welcome you today back home. These are called thumbtacks because they're tacks that you put in with your thumb. There. Maybe I'll put some balloons around here. If couple balloons might look nice on there. I have some different color ones here. Yeah. See, that can be like that. Put one more. I hear how the McFeely's trip was. Now stay in there till I get this light. Today. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Okay, why don't we just take that to the McFeely's now? Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is first. Coming. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely himself. Well, Mr. McFeely, welcome home. We're glad to see you.
It's great to see you, Mr. Rogers. V Delivery's back in business again, and I want to thank you for helping with those deliveries.
Oh, you're welcome. We really know now how busy you are.
Busy all the time. Betsy and I had a wonderful vacation, and we certainly missed you.
Well, could we come over and, could you come in and tell me about it?
No, I have to go over to Bob Trow's and thank him for helping out with the deliveries also, and I have a few more deliveries to make, But why don't you come over a little later on today, all righty?
Wonder if we could.
All righty, Betsy and I have a lot of things to show you.
Well, we may have something to show you, too.
All righty, until later. Speedy Delivery, back in business, on the move again. Speedy Delivery, good day, see you a little later.
It's good to hear Mr. McFeely saying that, isn't it? Speedy Delivery, back in business, he says. Well, he won't be home right yet. So that'll give us some time for make-believe. We could even make-believe about him. Let's see, what can we do? The people in the neighborhood of make-believe could be having a party to welcome Mr. McFeely back. Let's do that, all right? And let's make-believe that X the Owl has printed up a welcome home sign for him on the welcome wagon, okay? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Yeah, that's right, Trolley. This is it. Hi, Trolley. Well, I guess I better get into the W room, Lady Elaine. Okay, dear, I'll take care of things out here. Oh, boy, it's nice to think Mr. McFeely's getting back. That's for sure. Take a look at my clock.
Oh, hey, Lady Elaine.
Oh, hi, X. Beautiful meow.
Is he here yet? Is he here yet?
No, he's not here yet, dears, but his letter said he'd be here at 15 and a half.
Oh, good.
Well, it's almost 15 and a half right now, Lady Elaine.
That's right.
Yep.
Hey, Robert Troll. Let me see your hands. Turn around. Not there either. Robert Troll, did you forget them?
Forget what, Lady Elaine?
The balloons. I asked you for the balloons for the decoration.
The balloons, yeah. Oh, I didn't forget them. Oh, no, I just didn't matter.
Oh, good. For a minute.
The balloons. Here they are. I got the balloons.
Oh, that's more like it.
I got the balloons. See?
Oh, they'll be great for decorations.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What do they say on them, Robert Troll?
Oh, X, they say all kind of things. They've seen that. Here's what I'm going to do. For that. For the balloon.
Hey, welcome home, Mr. McFeely.
Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Wait, isn't that one special?
Meow, 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 meow.
Audrey should mention that, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow,
balloon, meow, meow.
Balloon, meow, meow, yeah.
What else?
Let's see what the orange one says. Let's see.
Who are you? That's so nice. Everybody will know it's Mr. McFeely.
Well, sure they will.
Well, I wish you'd get him back there in the W room, the welcome room.
Okay, Lady Lane.
All right?
Sure.
And just put him up on the walls and make it seem festive.
All right.
Mr. McFeely's
we'll
coming.
We'll wait back there.
We better go too, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, meow.
Goodbye, Lady Lane.
Goodbye, dears. I'll take care of things out here. Let me see here. Oh, any second now. He should be here. When this alarm clock goes off, McFeely will be here. Oh, boy. I think I'll just cover my eyes and listen for the alarm. I'm going to open them, and there he'll be, McFeely. Ah, McFeely! Where is he? Now, wait a minute. It's 15 and a half, and he promised to be here at 15 and a half. This isn't fair. Of course, maybe the clock is wrong. I'll close my eyes and count to 15 and a half, and I know he'll be here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 and a half. McFeely? He's not here. We've been tricked. Tricked, I say. We've been tricked.
Where is Mr. McFeely? Where is he?
I don't know.
Have you been watching for him?
Sure, I've been watching for him.
Well, he said he would be here at 15 and a half, and it's almost 16 right now.
That's right, Robert Troll, and I'm not too pleased, official that I am.
Yeah, well, neither is Prince Tuesday. He's tired of waiting for him, and so is little Anna.
Well, so am I, Robert Troll.
Well, all I can do is go back and tell them that he's not here yet. That's
yeah,
all.
Please do. I'll take care of things out here.
Okay.
What should I do? I think I'll just take the welcome wagon in. You see what it says, welcome. Welcome, McFeely. Just take it right in here. I think I'll take my official badge off, too. That McFeely needs to be taught a lesson. If he ever comes, that is. Oh, here he comes now.
Good day, Lady Elaine. Good day to you. Good day. McFeely is back. McFeely has returned to the neighborhood, Lady Elaine. It's very, very, I'm very, very glad to see you, Lady Elaine. Just very, very glad to see you.
Hi. Where have you been?
Why, Lady Elaine, I've been on my vacation. I've been away for quite a little while now. Yes, siree.
Oh, yeah? So you were. Did you have fun?
Well, yes. Yes, I did. I certainly did. I had a lot of fun. But you know something, Lady Elaine? I'm awfully glad to be back right here in the neighborhood.
Sure you are.
What did you mean by that, Lady Elaine?
Oh, nothing.
Lady Elaine, isn't it awfully quiet in the neighborhood today?
Quiet, you say?
Sure. Is everyone gone away?
No, just busy, I guess. You know, you may have been on vacation, but the rest of us have been hard at work.
Well, yes, of course.
We can't just dilly-dally around having welcome home parties for everybody who goes away and comes back.
Well, tell them hello, if you see them.
Where are you going?
Well, I guess I'll go home.
Speedy?
Yes, Lady Elaine?
I was pulling your leg.
What do you mean, pulling my leg?
Teasing. Wait a second.
I wonder where she's going. Lady Elaine's up to something. Well, I'll just practice some of my standing still exercises and relaxing. This is the first one here. Stand. Well, still.
See what this says?
Why, Lady Elaine? I see a welcome sign. It's a welcome wagon. Back and forth, a little welcome wagon. What does all this mean, Lady Elaine? What does all this mean?
It means that everybody in the whole neighborhood is in the W room to welcome you.
Welcome me? But, Lady Elaine, I don't understand. Just a moment ago, you said I...
Speedy?
Yes?
I was mad because you were so late.
Well, why didn't you say so, Lady Elaine? Why just didn't you say so?
Because I was so mad.
If he doesn't get here pretty soon.
I hear Robert.
Hey, Robert Troll.
Oh,
Hello there, Speedy Delivery.
Hi,
boy.
Everybody missed you, boy.
There he is.
Good to be back right here in the neighborhood.
What's going on?
Hello there, Rex.
Hey, well, you're here, Mr. McFeely.
I certainly am.
Well, everybody's waiting for you in the W room. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Lady Elaine, let's go back to the party, all righty?
Sure, Speedy. You take the wagon.
Okay, come along,
wagon,
everybody.
Welcome back.
Come on.
Sometimes when you're waiting for people to come home, it seems like such a long time. And even if they're a little bit late, sometimes you feel angry about it. Lady Elaine was angry with Mr. McFeely, wasn't she? Yeah, but she was so glad to see him that her anger didn't last very long. What do you suppose that party would be like? The party they were having for him inside the castle. If you were making up a story about that party, would you have Mr. McFeely